Kaya, and welcome to Health Matters. You can catch Health Matters every fortnight on a Wednesday at 11 o'clock, and the program also replays on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, just after our Inside Out Prison Request program. Well, I'm joined with some guests, as I always am, on Health Matters. We're talking about youth mental health, and joining me today is Tyra Thomas. Now, Tyra is from the Mental Health Commission and no stranger to Health Matters. Welcome.
Thank you, Miguel.
I'm going to find out a bit more about you in just a sec. And also from the Drug and Alcohol Youth Service, known as DAYS, Dr. James joins us. Kaya.
Thank you for having me.
Tyra, tell us a bit about your role.
I work at the Mental Health Commission, and I am responsible for the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro project. That project is around communicating with our Aboriginal young people around the harms of alcohol and other drugs.
Cool. And you, Dr. James?
My background is general practice, but I provide medical support to the Drug and Alcohol Youth Service, which is DAYS, and we're a referral service to assist young people with drug use in a range of programs, from comprehensive sort of case management to a number of other therapies. So that's where I've been working for the past 12 months.
What age group are you covering at DAYS?
We're covering the age group from 12 up to 21, but we'll actually, if someone's engaging with our service, we'll see up to the age of 23.
And you're at Devil Yerrigan Health Service, is that right? Or
that is correct.
I got one thing right today. Yay! Hey. Tell us about what you do at Devil Yerrigan.
I'm a general practitioner at Durbel, so I work there Mondays and Fridays. I work Midland on Monday and East Perth on Friday. And my other days, I'm at DAYS in East Perth on Hill Street.
Wow. Doesn't sound like you get much of a break.
No, I'm pretty busy, to be honest. I also do a bit of work for Street Doctor as well.
So. I just chuck that in there?
Yes.
I'm going to yarn about that a bit later. I think that's a very diverse field that you're in. But what are we talking about today, Tyra? And can I call you James?
Of course.
Oh, sorry, that's a bit quinny, Dr. James. Okay, James, you can call me Big Girl too. But what are we talking about today? What's perhaps the main thing that we want people to hear from us today?
I guess in terms of the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro project, discussing today around what it is, what do we actually do, and how do we help our Aboriginal young people out there with that project. It's all around communicating the harms of alcohol and drugs and how we can steer or navigate that space.
Mm.
Yeah. That's exactly, I agree completely with you, Tyra. It's about, I guess, providing information as to where people can turn for help. Drug use is common in adolescence in terms of exposure and experimental use, and also looking at the underlying reasons why a young person might then go on to develop a problem. And the reasons for drug use, which might include underlying mental health issues, and the drugs themselves can have consequences as well. So that's all things that are very important to talk about, and it's a critical time, adolescence, to try and get help and know that there's help out there.
Definitely. Well, a lot to talk about today on Health Matters, but one important message that we all want to put out there when we are speaking about drug use, addiction, mental health, is that this is a non-judgment program. Mm. So take a listen. If you do have any questions, you can contact us in the studio by text 0448 821 186. You can remain anonymous if you have a question about what we're talking about, because, as I said, this is a non-judgment hour. Mm. We're going to Ed Sheeran with the A-Team back very shortly on Health Matters with myself, Big Girl Tyra and James.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. To us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe, she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. Go mad for a couple grams, we don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe, fly to the motherland, or sell off to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
Ed Sheeran, a beautiful song, a folk ballad. Now, the lyrics actually speak of a prostitute addicted to crack, cocaine, which is a class A drug, hence the name of the song. Now, Ed visited a homeless shelter and heard some of the stories of the lives people had been living. So he made that song, and he made it particularly very upbeat, and using the line "Class A team" was his way of masking the heavy subject of matter. So, and amazingly, he wrote that song following a last minute performance at an event for the homeless. And homelessness is going to fall into our topic today, which is youth mental health. And in the studio on Health Matters today with me, Big Girl, is Tyra Thomas from the Mental Health Commission. And also we have James, who is just from everywhere, but he is a GP at Derbal Yerrigan. And we say a big shout out to Derbal Yerrigan, and also from DAYS, which is the Drug and Alcohol Youth Service. Plus you also work with a street doctor. Better put your mic on. That's a lot of things to do. Wow. Okay. So you've got to focus on all these things today.
And I enjoy every one of them.
Look, I know there's a lot of talk. There always has been out on the street, so to speak, about drug and alcohol use. I don't think that will ever stop. We can wish and hope. But I think some of the more current stuff that we're hearing is about the use of meth and ice and how that affects our mental health. So could we talk about, you know, do drug problems actually cause mental health, or does mental health cause drug problems?
Yeah, I can speak to that issue.
Yeah.
It is a bit of the chicken or the egg argument. I mean, working at DAYS, we do see a lot of young people who have maybe a history of trauma, and that certainly we realise does contribute to drug use, from being experimental to developing potentially a dependent habit. Certainly if someone has some underlying anxiety or low mood, they might find that their drug use is a form of self-medication, so that can be an issue as well. But that's not to say that they can't overcome this issue, and there are services out there, and we're one of them to help these people. And it's very important to address those underlying mental health issues to enable someone to actually become drug free. So that's how our service operates.
It's a bit of a touchy, sensitive area with mental health, and advising people of the services that are available. I'll talk to you, Tyra. You work a lot with Aboriginal youth, yep, in particular. How do you talk to someone about their drug or alcohol habit? They're young, they're going through adolescence, and you've got to, do you use those words, mental health, a lot? Because I see that as a turn off or maybe judgmental to some people.
Talking about alcohol and drugs is a very hard topic, particularly with our young people. Because, you know, from some of the work that I've done with the young people, is that they struggle to be able to even start that conversation. And so we've got to support that from what they're saying, and, you know, build things around empowering our young people to start to talk about alcohol and drugs, and that, and you know, lose this stigma around it and talk openly about it. So it is a hard topic, and it is very difficult, because our young people, you know, they're coming into adolescence, they're getting to know who they are, you know, so it is a very difficult time, not just talking about an important topic, but also their development as well at that particular point.
Do you work with young people differently on their gender? So same service, same talk, same approach with a young boy. Perhaps, Tyra, if you could cover the females and James, you know, with the young men.
Yeah, well, we certainly, the important thing is rapport and engagement. So having the young person feel comfortable with who they're working with. And they actually do have, we do have an Aboriginal mentor at day. So if they prefer an Aboriginal mentor, they can request that. Or if they prefer a gender of a particular case manager, they can also request that as well. But the most important thing is engagement and developing rapport with the young person and having a therapeutic relationship.
And I'll add, you know, agree with what James is saying, that developing that rapport with any young person is most important, because if you don't have that rapport or that commonality somewhere along the line, it makes it difficult whether you're a female or a male, you know, within that 12 to 21 or 25 age group. So rapport is, you know, so, so important.
With your drug service delivery, do you assist people that are on a certain drug, or is it everything? Because it's getting very complex now. I see a lot in the media and press, you know, about meth and ice. And yes, they're all drugs. Mm. And I believe, and I'm not an expert, that's why I'm asking you, Mobby. And I believe they all have different effects on the body and the mind and the spirit. But in terms of treatment, is it the same kind of treatment, James?
Yeah, look, there are three major classes of drugs, and of course there's legal and illegal drugs. You know, smoking and alcohol above 18 is legal. And the three main classes are depressants, hallucinogens and stimulants. And each of those have different withdrawal patterns, and also people range from just a bit of occasional use to daily, regular use. And if someone's using regularly, they might develop what we call a dependence, which means it becomes central to their life, and, you know, they might sort of avoid other activities because of the dependence of their drugs. And together with dependence often goes withdrawal. So we do see different withdrawal patterns depending on different drugs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can be supported in, a young person can be supported in the community for withdrawal, but they need good family support, or we've got a low medical facility at days where we can support someone with withdrawal. And it's a bit, I think smoking's a really good example, because everyone understands smoking and nicotine dependence. Mm. It can take a couple of goes to quit, so it can take three or four goes. And the thing is to address any underlying issues and be optimistic about change. And we provide a non-judgmental service, expect that there might be a relapse, for instance. Mm-hmm. But we're there to help if that's the case.
That's awesome. Now, what are some of the other issues that lead to drug and alcohol use? Because you mentioned depression or feeling down or being affected by something. What are some of the other issues?
Well, it's also around trauma as well. I know that's one of the other main things, is that trauma that individual has experienced over their, you know, very short lifespan. And so we can't, you know, forget about the trauma in that picture as well too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And
we're talking trauma as in domestic violence, abuse and...
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing to say, so that's, there's often a background of something like, trauma, like domestic violence or some exposure to some event. And obviously, we provide a supportive service and allow the freedom for the young person to talk about whatever they like to talk about. So it's not something that we'd necessarily talk about on the first visit. They have to be comfortable with our service. The other thing to say, the point also, is that drugs such as methamphetamine can cause their own issues in themselves. There's a thing called drug-induced psychosis. So methamphetamine or ice can cause that in itself. So you don't actually have to have any underlying mental health issue. And if you have a regular methamphetamine habit, there is a risk of drug-induced psychosis as well as...
And that's real, people. That's real. I've had a family member go through that. So it's like a double whammy there. But, hard situation because you're dealing not only with the drug use, but also with mental health, which has come about from drug use. Mm-hmm. Tara, you have some guests waiting in our little waiting room, and I think we'll get them in and have a bit of a yarn. But before we do, who are they and what will they be talking about on the show?
Yeah. So this morning I've got a couple of our members from the Aboriginal Youth Network Group. So the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind works with the members to make sure that anything that the Metro Project does is reflective of how the youth see things in the community.
Wow, that's a good one. I love that.
And yep. I've invited them today to talk about, what we've done so far, how they're feeling within that space. And because at the end of the day, the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro Project is focusing on youth, and we need youth involvement, and we need that platform to be able to give them the voice. Because at the end of the day, our youth are our next generation. So so I'm actually really happy that we get to talk about that today.
So am I. Yeah. Yes. Okay, we're going to go to Amy Winehouse with Rehab. Be back directly.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
Matters, and of course Amy Winehouse there with Rehab, and we're talking about youth, drugs and alcohol, and we can't have a health program on that topic without having young fellas in here as well. So welcome to the studio. Tyra's most probably dragged us in, or but anyway, we have Ashton and Sarani. So did you want to talk any more, Tyra, about what they actually, just recap on what they actually do.
Yeah. So, our part of the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro project, we've developed, two network, groups. And, Sarani and Ashton are a part of that. And it's all about making sure that whatever the Metro, Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro project produces is reflective of our Aboriginal youth here in our community. So they work quite closely, I work quite closely with the members, and they're just going to talk about, you know, their involvement, with the youth network group. We've had our, I think it's just our fourth meeting coming up on the 25th of, May. So, yeah, so we started back in, I think our first meeting was October 2016, and we've got about 10 members, and both Sarani and Ashton are a part of that.
Awesome. Sarani, ladies first, it sounds like you're representing, yes, youth. Now, do you meet with people that are using drugs or alcohol, or do you actually meet with the young fellas and have a yarn with them? Just listen, you know, like, what do you actually physically do with the young fellas?
So basically we just talk about in our group, in the group of what we are doing at with Tara, and we just like bring up issues, maybe some ideas of how, like, we can campaign and share our share their experience, like, yeah, just to get them off the drugs and alcohol. And yeah, it's just like one of those good, it's, I don't know, yeah,
it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been involved?
2016. Yeah, when we first started. Yeah.
Wow. You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's, yeah, yeah, we meet with other organisations, which Tyra involves.
Wow, this sounds really, really involved. So you've got to be passionate about it. How did you get involved? Like, is this a passion of yours, or perhaps, you know, drug use or alcohol within your community, within your family, friends? I mean, where did your passion come from? Because obviously you can't do things passionately unless you're actually connected there somehow. So.
I'm actually in my second year of youth work at ECU, and I think drugs in like a community like mine, Broome, is a big thing. And just seeing youth on the streets, doing stuff which are breaking the law and stuff like that, is just something which we need to change. And yeah, also just having my dad who works in the drug and alcohol system, so he's kind of one of the mentors.
You're really lucky as well. So what you want to do? You're studying, you want to go back to Broome?
I'm hoping to, otherwise stay down here and hopefully get a job and help the youth.
It's great that you've got your dad as a mentor now within that field. Ashton, what about you? What brought you, to the program? Why are you so passionate to, be a voice for young people, who are struggling with alcohol and drug use, etc.?
Yeah, I think, in my upbringing, I had a lot of friends and stuff that did turn to alcohol abuse and drug abuse. I've seen a lot of my own brother boys go down the path of drugs and end up in prison now. So for me, I think seeing them go down that path, if I can sort of lit a flame underneath me to help prevent our youth from making them decisions.
Mm. When you're like feeding, you know, you said tips and, you know, advice through to Tyra and her networks, the information that you get, are you getting it actually from the young fellas, or is this just like, oh, it would be better to do it this way? Or have you had those conversations? Because, Ashton, you mentioned, you know, some of your brother and boys and that, you know, were on stuff using and that, you know. Have they ever reached out and said things to you and you thought, oh, gee.
Like, there's, throughout my teenage years, I always was there helping out when they hit their low point. There have been points where, you know, they desperately called out for help when no one else was there, and that's why I just come through and show that support. So that's what made me go into the degree that I'm studying at the moment, same as Sarani, a Bachelor of Youth Work at ECU now. So,
oh, your mom just too deadly. That's just awesome, yeah. I hear you, Ashton, because that's one thing that I quite often have heard in the past from people that are really struggling, is that they have no one there for them. You know what? And we're here to say that you do have people here for you. You have organisations. You have our own mob representing here in the studio. We have two young people that are working to get our young people in a better place, feel more empowered without the use of drugs and alcohol. We have Tyra and her team. We have James from Days here today. So should never feel alone, but we do understand, and as we started this program off, we're coming from a non-judgment area, but we do understand that at times you would feel that you are alone.
And
Tara, how important is it? Look, these fellas can't sing, but I am so happy to have, you know, some young fellas in here, because we're talking about youth, you know, and their struggles and things like that. And what better way to deliver this program, you know, with young fellas themselves?
And that's where I see it, a part of the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind Metro project. It's about giving our young people the voice. So the platform is the project, and to give our young people the voice, because at the end of the day, this is our next generation, and if we have the ability to be able to empower them, whether it's through education or little activities like this, then that's what the Strong Spirit, Strong Mind project is all about, aside from the other campaign activities that we do in the meeting. And it's about preventing, you know, the early uptake of drug and alcohol, and navigating that space, and getting wonderful people like Sarani and Ashton to be able to do that, because they're our futures at the end of the day.
With your involvement in the program, are you able to incorporate that and use it within your studies? So that's, you know, helping use as well.
Yeah. So
don't fight over that microphone.
Yeah. So basically, within our degree, we have to go back into the community and participate in youth work and really get chucked in the deep end of things, because there's only really one way to learn, I believe. So when we go back into the community and help youth, it becomes important to go back to the council and say, all right, so this is sort of what's happening with our youth. Maybe here's a new idea, you know, here's maybe one way to help prevention among our youth.
That's really powerful.
And having the, you know, service providers that work in the space, such as DAZE, we have representation, a part of the network group from DAZE, and we have Noongar Patrol as well. So there's a number of services that I try and link with the young people so that they have the opportunity. So when they get out of uni, they have those connections with those service providers already through that network group.
That's awesome. We're going to go to some music. Thank you, Sarani. Thank you, Ashton, for coming into the studio. You mob are awesome. All the best in your studies as well. And I love your work. Absolutely love your work. Stick to it. And wherever you end up working within the youth, you'll be fine. You'll be awesome.
Thank you.
I always wanted to be a youth worker, but I thought it was too tough. But with people like yourselves, it's going to be a breeze. Speaking of breeze, we have Chandelier with Sia. We'll be back talking about youth and drugs and alcohol and mental health with Tyra and James.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
That was the beautiful voice there of Celia, the woman that we don't know what she looked like, but that was her track, Chandelier. And she wrote that one about alcoholism through the typical thought and process of being a party girl. And we are
We are playing music related to drugs and alcohol, the habits and struggles. But at the end, I've got Shaggy with Hope. So, I mean, it does, Dr. James, it sounds like a hopeless situation at times, but we want to let people know that it's not. Now, we've talked about mental health. It was great to have Sarani and Ashton, our young peeps in representing today. What about general health? Does that play a role?
Thank you for the question.
That's okay.
A very important question. And what I like to talk to young people about is the keep it simple, which is getting the basics right. And it does sound like common sense, but it is so important.
What do you mean by that?
What are the basics? Okay, the basics are good nutrition, so not skipping breakfast, having veggies, fresh fruit, because there's good evidence that that's good for mental health. The other one is exercise. So a young person, it's recommended an hour of physical exercise a day, you know, something that makes you sweat. But even just going for a walk with a friend or family is a good thing as well, and good evidence for improvement of mental health with exercise. The other one is sleep, you know, trying to get at least 9 hours a night, getting a good sleep routine. There's all this thing called sleep hygiene, not having too much caffeine, going to bed at the same time every night.
I'm learning things.
Not having electronic media in your bed, you know, because that can be activating.
I reckon that's 9 out of 10 the problem.
The other thing
The
other point I'd like to make is it's important to relax and have downtime. That's really important. Exercise is tied in with that, but being able to have a hobby that you can escape into and have some downtime, whatever that might be, to have that period during the day to de-stress. So that's what I mean by keep it simple, is exercise, nutrition, sleep and relax.
I'm thinking that a lot of people think that being on social media is downtime.
It can be.
It can be. we're talking about the duration.
Yeah. So, yeah, they recommend not more than 2 hours a day on electronic media is what I've heard anyway. So, and I know a lot of people use electronic media more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the generation that we live in.
It is. Okay. And Tyra, what about you on that with, do you deal with that or no, you don't deal with, you know, like healthy eating and exercising? Nah.
In terms of, that side of things, like James had said, it is important, but ultimately it's, you know, around the drug and alcohol space and navigating, you know, away from that space. But, yeah, being able to have a restful night's sleep, you know, for school the next day is really important so that, you know, when we are being educated or we're learning, you're fresh, you know, for school and things like that, and having to eat really well is, you know, it's keeping your body clockwork.
Mm. Tell us more about days in terms of how do people get in contact with days. Did you say it was a referral?
It's a referral service. I probably didn't fully explain at the start exactly
Let's
what
do
we
that.
Do.
Yep.
We have people who are referred to our service, and then they're actually allocated what we call a case manager, and the case manager will be in contact with the young person, and they orchestrate all the various services we have, whether they might need some counselling. We have music and art, mentoring. We have an exercise program as well. We also have a low medical 2 to 3 week withdrawal facilities for people who want to consider that. And we also have a 3 month residential rehab program, which allows a young person to have a good 3 month break away, which is sometimes what is needed. So those are all the services that we provide. And like I said before, age range from 12 to 13 up to 21, but if we're engaged with a young person, then up to the age of 23. And in terms of referral to DAYS, you can be referred through, you can self-refer by phoning, you can be referred through a GP, you can be referred by other mental health services such as Headspace or CAMHS. So there's a number of ways that you can be referred, including self-referral. So the other thing that I just wanted to say is that a young person should present, I guess, to their GP as well if they're wanting help, and they can talk to the GP about the various services out there in the community, which includes Headspace as well, which is another good resource.
When does a young person, or when does any person, what are they looking for to realise that they do need help? What are some of the signs, or what's going on? Because some people don't think they need that. It is a problem.
That's right. You can only help people who want to help themselves, but you just need to be very supportive. And obviously, in the circumstance where someone might have problematic drug use, we look at a thing called harm minimisation, and it's about talking to the young person and setting goals and strategies together, maybe seeing them on a weekly basis, making sure the young person feels safe. That's very important. So it's about, yeah, that harm minimisation strategies, which there are a lot of examples of that.
Okay, and so did you have the number for DAYS? Or we can come back to it if you haven't. And did you have any contact numbers to give out to our listeners?
Yeah. So I can be contacted on email, which is tyra.thomas@mhc, which is Mental Health Commission .wa.gov.au, or phone number 655-30340. And if there's any questions out there with the work that I do, I'm more than happy to for people to ring in or even email me, because at the end of the day I want to be able to allow our young people to have the voice. And I feel that the Strong Spirit Strong Mind Metro project is ideally placed for something like that. Around such a hard topic, you know, that we see in our community.
But don't be shame.
Don't be shame.
Now we've talked about self-referral and also being referral for your GP and that. What about for our families that are listening, that have someone that's not going to refer themselves? They're not going to go for help. So some advice or some words for families?
Obviously families are affected, and for a young person engaging with our service, we offer a thing called family therapy, but there are also a phone helpline as well for families. I don't have that number off the top of my head, but that number is very useful. And there's some other programs for family, I think, through other agencies such as Holyoke as well. So obviously a person isn't an individual, is surrounded by family, and family therapy and involvement of the family is crucial to assisting a young person.
We're going to go to Sober by Pink. We're going to come back and have a bit more of a yarn and wrap up Health Matters and get some key messages out to all of our listeners, because even though you might not be a young person, you have a young person in your life, or you can pass on information. But that information is also available at healthywa.wa.gov.au. Also, this program does replay on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, and is on every fortnight
here at Noongar Radio at 11 o'clock. And if you go to that website, you will also find a podcast. So hearing the program again can never be an excuse. You're always there to hear it. But here's Pink.
I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest, or the girl who never wants to be alone. I don't want to be that call at 4 o'clock in the morning, 'cause I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home. The quiet scares me 'cause it rings true.
Pink there with Sober, and you're on Health Matters here at Noongar Radio. I'm Big Girl, and yes, we're talking about youth mental health, and we're also talking about alcohol and drugs. We want to give out some really important information and contact information. And of course, Tyra, thank you so much for coming in from the Mental Health Commission, and Dr. James from DAZE, and also Devil Yerrigan, and also Street Doctor. Oh, too deadly. I've got royalty here today, I tell you what. DAZE number is 9226300, and as we said, self-referral or a GP referral. Devil Yerrigan Health Service, 94213888. Don't forget, to be mentally healthy, you must also be generally healthy as well. So lots of good food. Make sure that you don't skip any meals, and also get that exercise. You don't have to sign up for a gym. Just go for a nice gentle walk, and try and do it maybe with a friend or a family member, or if not, one of your fur friends, you know, your dog or something. Try and do that. Also, the Aboriginal Alcohol Drug ads. Can I just say ads? Give ads a call as well on 9221 1411. Tara, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Last message is that, you know, there's no shame in getting help. So our young people out there, let's not have that as a barrier. And if we see or if we know of anyone who needs the help, there's no shame in doing that.
James,
you have 30 seconds.
To reinforce Tara's message and to have an empathic, non-judgmental approach where we engage a young person and talk to them about their goals and give them strategies to help assist them